Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Ella, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I hope you're having a great morning. If you are listening live, I'm excited to rock out with you, and however you are listening, I hope you're having a great time. I know we're going to have a great time as you listen to WMFO in Medford. I would love to hear from you, so give the station a call at 855-915-9636, and we can talk on air. For now, let's start off with some swinging and scatting with some Ella Fitzgerald. Here we go.
Sweet, lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully, awfully, awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm all alone in this crazy city of Los Angeles. Won't somebody please have pity, pity, pity on me? Just a lonesome, just a lonesome, just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, be good.
Wow. Well, that was a great way to start off the morning. I hope you're having a swinging morning so far. I'm excited to be here. We are having a great morning so far, and I'm excited to play some coming up Paul McCartney. We're going to get things rolling with Maybe I'm Amazed, which turns out is actually one of Paul McCartney's favorite songs he's written. It's about a time in his life. He thinks it really sums up a moment of his life when he's newly married. And he said when he was married to Linda that it was a really freeing moment where it was the most happy he's ever been because she really just made him happy. And, you know, that's just the power of love and how beautiful it is. So let's listen to that beautiful, lovely song right now. It's Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you pull.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Wow. I just love that song. It really just makes you happy every time you listen to it. It is such a fun song. It's by Randy Newman. So we first heard Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney, and then we went on over to You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. You know, at first appeared in Toy Story, and I don't know why, but I always think of my family when I hear that song, especially my dad. I feel like he would sing that song all the time. It just has that type of friendly song you would sing with your family. So I had a fun time listening to that one, and I'm excited for this radio show today because I've actually looked up some music facts to get us into the morning spirit. And so throughout the hour, I'm going to be talking about some of the songs that we're listening to, and I'm hoping to have a lot of radio shows like that in the coming weeks. So we're going to experiment a little, have a fun time. But for now, we're just going to keep on going on with another great song that I always loved, Must Have Got Lost by Jay Giles Band.
A long time to come. How could I be so blind, baby, not to see you were the one? I let you slip on from me, honey. I let you walk on.
everyone. I hope you are still having a great day. Hello. That was Must Have Got Lost by the Jay Giles Band. And then we heard Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. That's by The Police, with, of course, Sting as the singer. And actually, a fun music fact coming at you about Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic is the one I remember my mom telling me a long time ago, and I was just reminded of it yesterday. That I looked up, and a fun music fact is that Sting uses the lyric for this song, the lyric, "Do I have to tell you the story of a thousand rainy days since we first met? It's a big enough umbrella, but it's always me that ends up getting wet." In some of his other songs he wrote, including The Police's "Oh My God" from Synchronicity and 7 Days, which is one of my favorite songs that hopefully we'll be listening to in the next couple weeks, from his solo album, 10 Summoner's Tales. So hopefully you're going to be learning a little in this radio show, also rocking out with some rocking tunes. I'm also going to be learning about some fun music that I already always love. And we're just going to keep it going with a great Billy Joel tune that I know is a really great popular song that everybody's going to enjoy, I'm hoping. And it's And So It Goes. Here we go.
You can make decisions.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Jumpin' Jack Flash, the Rolling Stones. And before that, we heard, let's see, what did we hear? We heard Billy Joel, oh yes, And So It Goes. A great song, so we had some slow songs there, and then hopefully we all woke up together with Jumpin' Jack Flash. And actually, another fun music fact that's coming at you. If you've ever wondered who Jumpin' Jack Flash is really about, now you're about to know the answer. Well, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, when they were at Richards' house one night, it was raining and they heard some boots outside. Mick Jagger asked, "Who is it?" And Richards said, "Oh, that's Jack. It's Jumpin' Jack." It was actually Keith Richards' gardener. He was working hard in the rain, just like I know you are working hard right now, up in the wee hours of the morning. And I know it's going to be a great morning. So let's keep the good vibes of the morning going with the great song, St. Judy's Comet. Here we go.
Sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you fight me, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. Oh, fading fast. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies, and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, oh, when you wake, awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so low. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, or when you wake awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading fast.
Wow. Don't you love that song? I really do. My parents always used to sing it to me and to all of the Fascino children. So it is really close to my heart to listen to that song. And it's dark outside, so it's really getting me in the happy, excited, but kind of going to sleep mood. But we were gonna pick it up with Proud Mary, but actually, right now, my computer isn't authorized to play that song from the amazing Fascino Library, so we're going to hold off, so look forward to Proud Mary next week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed. That was Paul Simon with St. Judy's Comet, a beautiful song that he actually wrote about his son. So that's kind of beautiful. But for now, we're actually going to be hopping into learning about a PSA. As you know, it's community radio here at WMFO. And that exciting part about that is that we get to do, instead of ads, PSAs. So I'm going to read one for you right now about public transport versus walking. Here we go. If you take public transport, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and even saving money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. That was a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I really connect with that PSA because an exciting part of being in Boston now is that you can walk lots of different places. And especially in this beautiful fall weather, it has been so great to walk around, explore a city, an area that I have only explored a little bit so far. And it's really exciting to be able to get some nice exercise, but also be out in this wonderful world. So as we're thinking about the wonderful world, let's keep it rolling with 100 Years, another song that my family is close to because I remember hearing my parents play it. And we'll just roll right into it. It's Five for Fighting. Here we go.
I'm 22 for a moment, and she feels better than ever. And we're on fire, making our way back from Mars. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy and time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this. When you only got 100 years to live. Dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. years to live. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet. As she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street, indeed. That was Bob Seger with the song Main Street. I really love that song. And of course, before that, we heard Five for Fighting's 100 Years. You know, 100 Years, I really love that song. When I hear it, I always think about how living in the present is such an important thing to do, and how while we only have a limited number of years, really, that's really beautiful because every day it's a new day to do even more amazing things with our lives. And even if that's just waking up, learning stuff, and growing as a people, or just saying hi and making one person happy with a nice wave or a nice conversation, that's an amazing day in the world. So I always want to try to remember that, especially in college, away from my family. I find it really helpful to think about all of the beautiful parts of life and to really stay in the moment. So I'm hoping for you on this great, beautiful morning that you're having a great day, you're staying in the moment, loving what you're doing, and realizing how important your life is in the world. So I'm really excited to keep the music flowing with another amazing song that's really beautiful. It's The Luckiest by Ben Folds, and this one I'm going to dedicate to all of my friends and family here and back home in New Jersey who are always supporting me and making me feel like I'm one of the luckiest people in the world to have such beautiful and loving people to surround me. So here's Ben Folds with The Luckiest. Let's listen in to this beautiful, beautiful song.
I don't get many things right the first time. In fact, I am told that a lot. Now I know all the wrong turns, the stumbles and falls brought me here. Now I see it every day, and I know that I am the luckiest. What if I'd been born 50 years before you in a house on a street where you lived? Maybe I'd be outside as you passed on your bike. Would I know? Next door, there's an old man who lived to his 90s and one day passed away in his sleep. And his wife, she stayed for a couple of days and passed away.
One of the reasons I love that song is because it was another one of the lullabies my parents used to sing to me. But also, when I played that song at home for my DJ for an hour on Walt's Place, was a great radio show I was on for 1 hour during the summer. And I played that song, and someone called in and said it was their wedding song, and that they were so happy that I played it because they never heard it on the radio, because it's not a super well-known song, he said. And so I was really excited to hear that feedback, because weddings, they're beautiful, there's love, it's very exciting. And to be able to spread that song and spread some love with a radio show is really just a beautiful thing. So I just want to jump in here to tell you that. There's going to be a music fact coming at you right around the corner. But first, we're going to be listening to A Little Bit of Soul, which is another exciting thing that music can give you. It's the power of music, everyone. Let's listen in to the music explosion.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right.
My friend, blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello, everyone. That was Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And before that, we heard The Music Explosions, Little Bit of Soul. And I actually wanted to talk a little bit about Blowing in the Wind today, because actually yesterday in my class, we were talking about the power of people and media. And we were looking at the day of the March on Washington, led by Martin Luther King Jr. on August 28th, 1963. And at the march, Peter, Paul, and Mary were actually some of the powerful speakers who spoke that day. And later, Mary, reflecting on that beautiful musical experience that she had, said, "We started to sing, and I had an epiphany looking out at the 250,000 people, and I truly believed at that moment it was possible that human beings could join together to make a positive social change." So I just want to share that with you today. I thought it was a beautiful sentiment. And as we play our last two songs, I just want you guys to think about the power of music. And so we're actually going to go right to What a Wonderful World, one of my favorite songs, the name of my show. And I will come say bye to you after that. But for now, let's listen to this beautiful song by Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, everyone, that was What a Wonderful World. I'm Ella, and you've listened to WMFO in Medford. It's 91.5. I've enjoyed spending the morning with you. It was a great morning, and I can't wait to see you next week. But until then,